Hello, beautiful people. I'm Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in for season 10 of The Work. My phone blew up. I mean, if I hadn't already been eagerly watching the Television Academy live stream of the Creative Arts Emmys, there was no way I wouldn't know the news because my phone was blowing up. Kim won. Kim Estes, actor, friend, ninja, phenomenal human being, won the Emmy that we talked about at my website. He won it. And everyone who knows Kim and who knows me and who was also watching the Television Academy live stream of the Creative Arts Emmys, and that's more than a few people in this business, reached out to me at once to let me know, we won! Let me clarify on that. When Kim called me, still vibrating from it all. Of course, I answered the phone in almost the same way I answered it the last time he called me. Is this Emmy winner Kim Estes? Last time he called me, I had answered, is this Emmy nominated Kim Estes? Of course. We did it, he said. His smile was so audible, I can still hear it and feel it. First, what a class act. He certainly has a bajillion people blowing up his phone, and he calls me hours after the big win to let me know we did it. Second, that pronoun. It's because of the way Kim is wired. And you may recall that I talked about this when he shared the process of his first run at an Emmy while he was in the thick of it. If you've not read this, just Google Bonnie Gillespie, Kim Estes. I've got several entries at my blog that you should go back through and read. He's wired to be of service. To see the world through the lens of how to give back, to connect lives, to heal through art. Third, inclusion. Kim isn't just saying thank you to me for all the years of love and support, unconditional, unwavering faith, friendship, and counsel. He's inviting every single creative I work with to believe it's possible, because it is. So back up to that phone call before the most recent one being the one in which we quickly discussed some of the insider things that he's already experiencing just hours after winning the Emmy, the information that will go on to help scores of ninjas I work with when creating the game plan for their Emmy journeys, of course. That previous phone call included a bit about certainty. Kim said, you know, Bonnie, I think I've got this, about his chances of winning. And seeing as we'd been down this road before, it was fascinating to hear him speak with such knowing of what was to come. This was where I had to make more of a leap than my dear friend did, because I like data. And I've only been a member of the Television Academy for a few years at this point, so I don't know whether the voters are those that are most active at the four-year consideration events, where Kim is ever present, even when he's not campaigning, shaking hands and kissing babies, as he says, or if they're the folks who don't turn out to the events, but just select famous faces or are swayed by the highest budget when it comes to taking out massive ads, providing excessive online access, sending over screeners, so many screeners, creating riddles, providing swag. I don't know the politics of it. But Kim had a knowing. When we had that talk before this most recent one, he said it was almost unsettling to know so fully that he would be winning. I said, oh, I know what you need. I'll text it to you. And I did. I texted him this from A Course in Miracles. Those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait and wait without anxiety. That's all he needed. The unsettling feeling was due to a certainty most of us don't walk around with day to day. It's not often that we idle at I am enough, no matter how much I try to help us all get there to that high level of enoughness. That big old five doesn't come easy sometimes, except when it does. And that knowing, it's everything. It can make miracles happen. It makes dreams come true. I've spent so much time in the hours since Kim's win saying, okay, universe, I hear you, and leaning in, way in, on my knowing, on my certainty, leaning into my enoughness. And as I recently said to my masterminders, the universe is not subtle. It responds quickly to our unshakable knowing. Just ask Kim. But let's say you're not as practiced as Kim or as I'm becoming, and a sudden 180 is not possible, because it's not really ever. We're looking for subtle shifts. So that means we can't expect you to go from wondering if you're ever going to get cast again to suddenly sitting in a deep knowing that you're about to hold up something golden shiny, right? Those things are too far apart. What do we do instead? We use the brilliant Colleen Wainwright's words from when she was up against a challenge she wasn't sure she could meet, but she had to find a way to believe in herself. She couldn't get to a place of deep knowing about it sometimes, but she sure as shit could lean towards certainty with one phrase. Kim and I were actually together at the event during which Colleen first shared this phrase, and it was at this event that she revealed she indeed had raised $111,000 for Right Girl in just 50 days. The phrase, "Are you sure it's impossible?" That phrase was enough to keep her going, because unless we're sure it's impossible, we got to keep going. By the way, keeping going is what builds a muscle that creates the momentum for the accomplishment we're actually sometimes doubting. It's that whole discipline comes from doing it thing that I've written about before. So I ask you, are you sure it's impossible? Good. Of course you know better than to think it's impossible, or you wouldn't have put in this much time, effort, energy, money, faith in your dreams so far. You wouldn't even be listening to this podcast if you were sure it's impossible. So keep going. And if you want help in the knowing of all of this, I'd love to see you coming over to my website where you can join us for my membership program and let us fortify that state of enoughness and that knowing on the daily. As I say in Self-Management for Actors, that's one of the coolest parts about this business. It's based on a whole lot of dreams, some of which happen to come true. Congratulations to all the ninjas whose dreams come true every freaking day. One not impossible meeting, one not impossible audition, one not impossible gold and shiny at a time. Congratulations, Kim. Thank you for being a role model for all of us, showing us the grace, style, and heart with which it can be done. You are a lighthouse, my friend. You are enough. You are forever Emmy winner, Kim Estes. Who's next? Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Work. We hope you'll rate, review, subscribe, share with your friends, and for all the support that you could dream of, come on over and join us at BonnieGillespie.com. Till next time, stay ninja. Mwah!